Matthew chapter 28. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Miriam Magdalene and the other Miriam went to see the tomb. And then there was a great earthquake. For the angel of Yahshua descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his garments white as snow. The soldiers shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Yahshua who was nailed to the torture wooden pole. He is not here. For he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where the master lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and indeed, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Listen, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell his disciples, suddenly Yahshua met them, saying, "Greetings." They came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Yahshua said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, indeed, some of the soldiers went into the city and described to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave much money to the soldiers, saying, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were sleeping.' If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying has been commonly reported among the Jews to this day. Then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee, to the mountain to which Yahshua had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Then Yahshua came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them by immersion in my name, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen.